Hello, fellow travelers, and welcome to the Traversing the Stars podcast. Today's special guest is Brian Thomas Smith. You know him as Zach from The Big Bang Theory. He now plays Freddy on The United States of Al on CBS. Now come join me as we go traversing the stars.
Hello, Mr. Smith. Thank you so much for coming to the Traversing the Stars podcast.
What's up, Jeff?
It's so good to talk to you again. You are awesome. You're, like I said, for those who definitely know you, Big Bang Theory, Zach, one of my favorite characters on television. So definitely a pleasure to talk with you.
I love it. Yeah, good to be here.
Thank you. So how awesome was it when you first heard that United States of Al was being renewed for season two?
It was great because Dave and Maria, who created the show with Chuck Lorre, they brought me in around episode six. It was only a half season with 13 eps, so I got to do episodes, 6, 9, and 12 maybe. So I was just there at the very end, and they got the news that there was a season two, and it was so cool because they ended up using me 11 out of 22 episodes for season two.
As a recurring actor,
that's pretty cool because, eventually, especially with the way it went down on The Big Bang Theory, using Zach was like once or twice a season for 9 seasons. So to be used that much in one season was like, oh, I'm part of this season's storyline. This is great.
The time this episode is airing being done right now, episode 20 has not come out yet, but episode 19, which is a very big episode for Freddy and kind of, I don't want to get into too many spoilers, but we'll get into that in a moment, which is really cool. So how did it feel to be that integral to the story going forward? Especially, like I said, episode 19 and 20, which is going to be a big cliffhanger from 19.
Yeah. When I read the script, I was like, oh, wow. And what's crazy is I thought that, there would be some tension between Vanessa and Riley. I thought maybe at the end of season one, of course, good writers make you wait a whole nother season. And then some shenanigans go down. And I was like, I knew it was going to happen. I just didn't know when. And it's pretty cool that my character is heavily involved in these episodes with Riley and Parker. Riley and Vanessa getting back together or not, but physically getting together. It's a lot of drama. I don't know how it's going to be received from the audience. If people are going to be like, what the heck? So we'll see how it ends. I know how it ends, but we'll see.
Well, I know I was thinking to myself, fucking Riley, because I really like Freddy. So I was like, motherfucker, why are you doing this? This is Freddy, just keep Freddy in the show. We got to keep this together. And I must admit, I feel a little resentment towards Riley right now.
Yeah, I think people do. And I think maybe people are upset with Vanessa. And, it's what's great. I mean, I read some comments on some blogs about it and stuff or on social media about, cheating's not funny and all this stuff. But then it's like, this is real life stuff that's happening on this show. And they cover a lot of serious topics, but it's a comedy still. Mm. So there's definitely places to laugh and I'm imagining that there's going to be room for the shows, where you're going to love these characters. They just slept and messed up. And that's what Riley does. He makes mistakes that's why they, got divorced in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, for some reason, I thought when I think about United States of Al, I kind of think it's about sort of like Roseanne as a sitcom where it's definitely humorous, but there's a very serious side to it. I mean, it's not just haha every minute. This is a serious storyline. This big thing's happening. And then there's humor built around it. It's not like Big Bang Theory, which was, once again, more humor per, a minute, humor per minute. Once in a while they hit something serious. This is serious sitcom with humor around it.
Blue collar family from the Midwest. Just like Roseanne. That's a good spot right there. Yeah. Good comparison. And They do. There's a lot of heavy topics, and this happens to be a pretty heavy one, and we'll see how it pans out. But I'm glad that they're. I thought it was pretty cool. I you know, even if this means Freddie's gone, it was a good. I think it's great television. I think the writers did a good job writing these last four or five episodes.
If Freddie's gone, season three is gonna be really hard to watch. Is all I'm
saying. Can you write the Warner Brothers a letter, please?
I'm telling you, if they're watching right now, this is a warning. You lose Freddie, you lose some audience. Just let me know. Don't do that.
Freddie definitely brings a lighthearted, comedic element to every episode, and it's especially like this next episode coming out. I'm in three scenes, and I have three lines, and each line is like kind of a serious scene and Freddie line joke. Serious scene joke, Freddie joke at the very end. It's like, we got to end. How can we end this scene? Let's just have Freddie say something funny. It's great to be on the show and be that character.
Yeah. And like I said, and I think we're talking about how serious of a show this can be. I mean, once again, for those who may not have watched the show, a lot of it has to do with some background in Afghanistan, what's happening there, which is real world happening actively right now. And how do you think that seriousness and the humor balance each other on that show?
We had already shot three episodes when the crisis happened in Afghanistan, where the Taliban took over so quickly. And the writers, I remember being on set, we all had a big team meeting kind of thing and said, we are writing a new premiere episode right now because we have to address this very serious situation. And there are Afghan writers on the team, and some of them are really based that premiere episode on real life, getting family members safe. We shot it with no laughing. There was no laugh track. There was no nothing. It was heavy. And done great. But they're writing is a comedy. They're writing a multi-camera comedy with lots of jokes. So they went back and got real serious, but then it's loosened up a whole lot this season. And they're covering stuff that they've wanted to cover. And it's about Al living in the United States and the culture shock and the difference between living back there and Riley dealing with post, military. And so, they do a good job with the balance with comedy and dealing with, serious stuff.
So as the actor, when you're in a show that has these serious moments, does it change how you approach the comedy? Like, do you feel like you have to pull back a little bit so you keep up with or don't overshadow the serious moments? Or how do you do it psychologically as the actor in the show?
That is a great question, Jeff, because I don't get a lot of serious moments and as my characters, not too many with Zach from The Big Bang Theory, not too many with Freddie. And this last episode, 19, there's a scene in the bathroom with Freddie and Riley. And I talk about, not making the hockey team and going through a dark time and drinking in my car, trying to drink myself to death. And I was lost and all this. And it's heavy. And when I watch the show, I see certain scenes. There's always like one or two scenes that they drop down and it's pretty serious. And you're kind of moved and you're like, gosh, that was such a great scene. And really good as an actor, you're like, that was really good acting. And I've always wanted that scene. And then I got it. I got it written for me, at least for this thing. And I was doing it the first few takes, very like, broken Freddie. And they came in, they're like, all right, we love this version, but can we see some more Freddie? Let's keep it light and let's keep, I thought I was doing the moment. I thought I got the scene where they want you to be like, oh, wow, that was heavy. But they wanted me to lighten it up. And so we found the sweet spot where it was, I thought it was a good, it was a good performance and it was a good scene. And I didn't make it too dramatic. I did it as Freddie would. So,
and I think one thing I really like about how they handle Freddie and how you handle Freddie is that Freddy, I think in a regular sitcom or a regular show, Freddy would be the cliched other guy, you know, the rival. And, you know, they definitely would kind of almost make him almost jerk, like, or went to build, so, mm-hmm. you know, they don't feel threatened with Riley. But Freddy's is designed to be generally a good guy. He's not a cliched other man, you know, he's a good guy. He seems earnest. He seems friendly.
Yeah.
And I think in many ways, at least in my opinion, he's a better fit for Vanessa than Riley is. I mean, some people could argue with that. I don't know where you stand, but what do you think?
Yeah, I think making Freddie such a sweetheart and, you know, a friendly, overly friendly guy, it makes it a harder to root for them to be together. If people are like, oh, I wish they would get back together for Hazel and everything, and, you know, maybe they shouldn't be divorced. He's, you know, he's messed up. He's getting help. He's doing therapy. But then you're like, shoot, she's dating this reliable guy who's yeah. really friendly and kind and a great little, you know, stepfather figure a little bit. And so as to, you know, great job to the writers to prevent that dilemma. I feel like there's, if you watch any of the episodes, Vanessa's never affectionate with Freddy. She's never putting her hands, you know, we're never holding hands or hugging or kissing or anything. And so, you know, I don't know if Freddy and Vanessa are supposed to be together, because from Freddy's point of view, you know, I don't know what he's getting in return from Vanessa. Like, is he getting this affection that we don't see in any of the episodes? So maybe they're not supposed to be together, but he works, you know. Sometimes if someone that works, that's, you know, you go with that. So who knows where the story's going? Let's hope for season 3, but we'll find out.
Right. And I think the interesting as well is, even if it doesn't work out with Vanessa, from episode 3 of season 2, you've actually kind of developed a friendship with Riley and Freddie. Mm-hmm. And once again, which is kind of an odd relationship and kind of one I think that works well because of the character they created, because there's a competition there and maybe just a hint of jealousy and rivalry, but they actually do really get along as like good friends. I thought it was kind of,
yeah. So I feel like there could be a world where these parents can coexist in a friendly manner. You know, you have the stepdad that's friends with the dad and the family. And it works, and Hazel gets to have, you know, another parent. Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, I don't know what happens in episode 20, but I don't know the ramifications of, will Freddy find out of what Riley has been doing from episode 19? I'm sure you do know, but I'm just wondering how bad will that damage the friendship, right?
Does Freddy know? Well, you're going to have to wait. There's 3 episodes left, and you'll have to wait and find out. But it's a great, they did the great job finishing the season out.
Well, I mean, is there, of what's going on with Riley, how bad does that impact Freddy's potential future?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the way the show, it's such a great topic. Like, if Freddy knows, what happens? Does he split? Is he okay with it? That's a heavy topic, you know. Does Vanessa and Riley quit this? Do they get back together and realize what's best for them? What's best for Hazel? These questions kind of get addressed by the end of the season. And from my standpoint, it works. It's like, okay. And you're definitely wanting to know what's going on, what's going to happen in season 3. Like, what's the future of this relationship with everybody, with, you know, and Al too. Al has 2 girlfriends right now, and
yeah.
and or dating 2 girls at least. And then that there's drama there too. So that gets unfolded by the finale. So you're like, it's left with, oh wow, what's almost like a clean slate. We'll see how it goes out. I'm not saying anything.
Well, is there a risk of making Freddy so likable that either Vanessa or Riley become unlikable for what they're doing.
I think so. I do. I feel like people are rooting for Freddie to be happy, at least. They don't want anything. I don't think anyone wants Freddie to be harmed, you know, emotionally, physically, or anything, because his intentions are always from a good place. And so there's definitely going to be fans rooting for Freddie. And there's maybe some fans that are rooting for them to get back together. The way they're doing it, they may not be rooting for it. But, you know, we'll see how that goes.
And another cool thing about Freddie, once again, when you talk about Hazel, Freddie actually has demonstrated he's actually a very good father figure for her.
Yeah, at first I think Hazel thought he was kind of, you know, over the top and ridiculous. And now I think she's like, he's pretty cool, you know. And they even some episodes that I'm not in, they talk about, you know, I think I was in, but like, I taught Hazel how to ride a bike. You know, she likes my magic that I do and stuff like that. And so I'm around. And so, hey, my 20-month-year-old son just opened the door to see what's going on. He's a handful. And my wife's due in a couple of days. So we're about to have a baby girl. It's pretty exciting.
That is so awesome. And you know, and I really want to say mazel tov. That is the coolest thing for you guys, and I'm, you know, rooting for you for everything to be perfect. And going back to that, we just talked about Hazel. Does being a father help you act as Hazel's father? I mean, is it something you're bringing from now your home life?
No, maybe not yet, because my kid's so little, but maybe it does. I mean, I definitely want Hazel, you know, to be happy and to do whatever I can to provide as a, you know, yeah, I don't know if my home life fatherhood can translate over to Hazel, because it's kind of a different situation. But I could, Freddie definitely has, you know, the quality of being a good dad and supporting and providing for Hazel.
So going from season one to season two, what would you say was Freddie's biggest change in his evolution? Is it being more of a father towards Hazel? Is it in his relationship with Riley? What would you say is his biggest change as a character over the last two seasons?
I would say story-wise, Freddie definitely became more of almost like another Dugan. He's like a step Dugan, you know, he's part of the family, like Al is, you know, but I'm just, you know, I've been over to the house a bunch. I know the family pretty well now. And I do feel like that Freddie has evolved, especially with his relationship with Parker, with Riley, that they can coexist. It shows that it works until it doesn't.
You know, and I agree completely. One thing I did notice, though, season two doesn't seem to have a lot of time with Freddie and Al. Is that something you think is going to change going forward, or do you think it's going to stay with Freddie and Riley being the primary two characters?
Yeah, I don't. I think. I mean, the show definitely focuses now on Riley and Al. Like, it's these. At most, A storylines are with one of them, mostly Al, which the show is called United States of Al. So. Yeah, I think more scenes with Al and Freddie would be delightful, because I bet they would really, really get along. And even though Al probably doesn't want Freddie to be, you know, with his ex-wife, because he wants Parker to be there, or Al, I keep saying Parker, Riley, I bet Al likes Freddie a lot.
And I do wonder, I mean, is Riley the best for Vanessa, though? I mean, if they want them together, Riley's dealing with a lot of shit right now, and he's probably not making the wisest decisions. I mean, there was an episode not too long ago where he's helping Al break into cars and for his repo. I mean, these are not the safest, smartest choices. Is it the best choice for Vanessa then, if he's not making good choices for himself?
Yeah, and he you know, he has a history of making poor choices, and that's kind of his role, or that's the character. And so, like, they didn't work out in the past for a reason, and they probably wouldn't work out now. So why are they trying it again? people don't know. People get back together all the time, and who knows if it works out or not. We shall see. I don't even know if they do get back together, but they, I think the audience doesn't really want them to get back together because he's not good enough.
No, I wouldn't think so. I mean, once again, these characters are good where they are. And I think as a fan, we would all assume that Parker needs to deal with his crap before he brings someone else into his life.
Yes.
I mean, he's living in the garage, if memory serves.
Living in the garage.
Right, which is not the best husband material when you're not out of the garage yet of your own father.
And as an actor, I'm thinking, all right, if they do get back together, then Riley would move in to Vanessa in his old place. And then he wouldn't live in the garage. And then would Al just live in the garage? And then how often would Riley see Al if he's living at this other house? And I'm like, these sets are already built. I don't think this is going to work out. Freddie needs to still be there, or at least they need to be separated.
Right. I mean, but of course, Freddie could always end up with the sister.
Right. Listen, not the same thing. And some other people, my dad's like, I think you would be better. I think Freddie would be better with the sister. And I was like, I do too. I think Freddie and Liz would jam. So who knows? That would be a hilarious storyline if Freddie and Liz started dating.
So now you got to go to Chuck Lorre and be like, dude, I have a storyline for you.
Right? You got to sneak it in there somehow. It would be nice.
I mean, wait, once again, we're talking about Chuck Lorre, because Chuck Lorre also was part of Big Bang Theory. What is it about Chuck Lorre, do you think, that is a gold mine every time he does a sitcom?
Man, he's good. He's so good. He's so involved from the table read to the time we shoot. And hopefully there is a season 3 where we get to shoot in front of a live audience, because it would be a shame that this show was written to be in front of a live audience. And because of COVID, we've been shooting in front of people that have seen it all week long. And we're doing, you know, scene by scene, and it's out of order. And it's just it's a way different energy than Big Bang Theory, with this rowdy, hilarious crowd that loves the show. And we're getting laughs and we're holding, and it's so much fun. But Chuck Lorre, he's involved. If the scene doesn't, like, not only do they fix the jokes and punch those up throughout the week of rehearsals, but Chuck will be like, this just doesn't make sense. Why would someone be on the couch right there? I think they would be up by the door. He's done it for so long, and he's so involved from beginning to end. It's cool to watch. It's as an actor to be like, that dude knows what's up. He has the respect of everybody, all the writers, the creators. They're all just like, yes, Chuck, I think you're right. This does work like this. He's good. He does a great balance with comedy and heart. He puts a little heart in all the shows, every episode.
As a series regular now, in season 2, do you feel more comfortable approaching Chuck Lorre or the writer and saying, I have this idea for Freddie. Can we do something this way or that way? Or is it still a little bit like, well, you know, we'll do with it what the writers have on paper.
It's crazy how nobody, even on the Big Bang Theory, these guys, you know, these actors, 12 seasons. I never witnessed anybody pitching an idea, let alone pitching a joke.
Oh, wow.
They let the writers write. They let Chuck do his thing. And I mean, Jim Parsons, Emmy winning. Jim Parsons doesn't go, I think maybe Sheldon should do this season. they trust the writing, and it's so good. They trust everybody involved, and the actors all just show up for work. And so it's definitely the same vibe here on United States. Everybody's showing up, and you know, we'll have lunch in somebody's room while we're waiting to go down and rehearse or shoot, and everyone's like, what do you think the storyline, do you think that, you know, we're all like, no one knows
right
that we get the script.
I mean is it weird to, because like Big Bang Theory was all I think filmed on stage on right
but, yeah yeah right next it, door actually we're yeah stage 25 was Big Bang, and we're on stage 24, which used to be the Friends stage, and which is really cool, and we're right there, and yeah, we're waiting for season three pickup, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, and live audience.
Is it just TV magic? But it feels like United States of Owl does go more to different locations more than Big Bang ever did, like leaving the set and going really out like into the world in film. Or is it just TV magic that looks like that?
Well, a lot of TV magic, but they do leave the stage and they'll shoot on the lot, like outside. Oh, okay. So they'll be outside and they'll shoot outside. But like, even when they went to the aquarium where, what's James Garrick, Cindy works, Al goes to this aquarium. My wife was like, wow, how'd they get that? That must have been an expensive set to build. It was like green screens where yeah. The fish, where the aquarium part were, you know? They built it. It looks amazing. It's on set. It's on stage. Yeah.
I'm totally fooled. Like I said, I really thought you guys were filming off the set and going to like, you know, filming real world. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Good it's job. All, special effects.
It's special effects. All the car driving, green screen driving.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, apparently I'm not as sophisticated of a viewer as I thought I was.
Yeah. I mean, they do go outside and shoot on the lot for some stuff, but not much.
Huh.
Yeah.
So when do you think, if there is a season three, when do you guys think you'd hear about it?
Well, I think they're looking at some pilots that were shot for CBS, and they will decide what the fall lineup is. They used to have it all done by the upfronts, which was this big thing in mid-May, like the second week of May. They go to New York and they do these big upfronts where everybody, all the advertisers are there. They get a preview of the show and the stars, and they get to say, we want to advertise for this show. COVID kind of killed all that. Plus, it's expensive. And I think networks are like, maybe we don't need to do that. And they scale back. But they picked up a bunch of shows already on CBS. There's only like two, it's us and Be Positive. And then How We Roll, which is just starting. So do they pick up How We Roll for another season, a full season? Do they pick up Be Positive, which is another Chuck Lorre show? Do they pick up United States Owl? Or do they pick up maybe one or two of these new pilots that they shot? I don't know. It would be a shame to get rid of United States Owl. I feel like it's a different show. It's a show that people are watching, and they will watch more once they start watching it, you know? And
yeah.
And it's just... it's well made. It's written. We have a, you know, let's talk about, you know, an Afghan interpreter who's coming over to the United States and living in, because these are real people. And we have a Muslim character that's, you know, not in a dramatic, you know, terrorist role. He's in everyday life,
right. Making
jokes, dating people, just relationships and comedy and fun. And like, let's do more of that. We'll see.
I agree. I mean, these are characters and representation you don't see often. And I do think also, I think the idea of Vanessa and Freddie and Riley, and if that were to work as separate, you know, as a couple that way, it's also something you don't often see in TV. Here's a divorced couple that still is apparently very friendly. Yeah. You know, we're getting along and the kid is well adjusted. That's also not something overly common in TV usually.
I totally, totally agree. And that's what I was like, I think Freddie might be gone. Freddie, who knows what Freddie's, where is he going to be in the show? And my wife was like, listen, I think it's so cool to show that like you can have a working, functional, divorced couple raising a kid.
Mm.
Show that. That's funny.
They had a couple episodes with John Ross Bowie, who we know from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
And how you did not bring him in with Freddie in a scene together is beyond me. That was the perfect opportunity to bring these people, actors, back together from a fantastic sitcom that I thought you guys were perfect together on the sitcom of Big Bang Theory. You had a good connection with one another when you were in the episode together.
Yeah.
That was a missed opportunity, in my opinion.
Yeah, we'll see. We worked on one episode together, so we saw each other just at the table read and passing through the week. But we have not been in the same scene together, which I can't wait if that scene ever does exist.
Yeah,
Who knows? Yeah, he's hilarious. John Ross Bowie's great. So we'll see. We'll get what's all depends on season three. A lot of opportunities.
So where can our listeners find United States of Owl, and then what are you working on next?
United States Owl's Thursday, CBS, 8:30. We got a few episodes left before the big dramatic finale that's a must-watch television. And so, yeah, check it out. You can also see it on Paramount Plus or On Demand on CBS. And that's how you get to watch United States of Al. Look out in November. Very, very hilarious new series coming out on Apple Plus called Bad Monkey.
Okay.
Vince Vaughn. I'm talking old school, hilarious, skinny Vince Vaughn. I already shot two episodes and I got one more episode I'm going back for. It takes place in Miami, Key West.
Really?
It's a detective crime type of comedy. Yeah. It's so funny. I had a couple scenes with Vince Vaughn and he was so freaking funny. We got to do improv together. We shot the scene and then we just let it rip and we had some really, really great moments. So that's it's Bill Lawrence. Bill Lawrence from Ted Lasso and Scrubs. He's the producer on this and it's great. So they're shooting that right now. I think they're in the middle of episode 5, 6 or something. I come back in, I think in episode 7. So that comes out in November, 10 episodes, Bad Monkey, stream it on Apple Plus.
Well, when that's ready to air, come back on and talk about it. And I promise my internet connection will be better by then. Yeah, but yeah, please come back. You're awesome to talk to. And like I said, big fan of your work as Freddy and obviously Zach as well. Thank you so much, awesome. Mr. Smith, for coming back.
Thanks, Jeff. Thank you.